Asbestos has been banned in Australia for 16 years, but in countries like Indonesia, builders are still using it, mostly unaware of the danger. The country is the world's second biggest importer of asbestos. An export lobby group claims it's safe. The World Health Organization describes it as an impending epidemic of asbestos-related diseases there and deaths. Indonesia correspondent Anne Barker reports.
Sriyono is just skin and bone. 24 years at an asbestos factory has given him lung cancer that has stripped his body weight and strength. Now 46 years old, he weighs just 37 kilograms. I'm very angry, he sobs. Until the day I resigned, the company didn't care. They showed me no compassion. Even at home, Sriyono is surrounded by asbestos. Up to 15% of Indonesian homes have roofs of chrysotile or white asbestos. Indonesia is the world's second biggest asbestos importer, 115,000 tonnes a year that is mostly turned into roof sheeting. Research shows that amount could see thousands of Indonesians a year eventually die from mesothelioma or other asbestos-related diseases. Indonesia has huge potential for an explosion of the number of people with exposure to asbestos, says Muhammad Darisman from Inaban, an NGO working to ban asbestos in Indonesia. Only six Indonesians have ever been diagnosed with asbestos-related disease, which takes decades for symptoms to show. Inaban and international workers' groups, including the ACTU in Australia, are campaigning to ban chrysotile's use or import into Indonesia. But they face a formidable obstacle in the form of a global industry group that represents workers and producers in the two big exporting countries, Russia and Kazakhstan.
We are constantly shocked by the tactics of the lobbies, which claims that it can be used safely.
Australian Philip Hazelton works for AFIDA, Union Aid Abroad, which is part of the anti-asbestos campaign.
The big claim is that it's possible to use chrysotile asbestos safely if the technology is good enough in the factory.
Campaigners have also fought to have chrysotile listed on the Rotterdam Convention, which forces exporters like Russia to warn importers they're buying a dangerous product. But Russia and its allies have vetoed the move year after year. The industry lobby group then uses the fact that white asbestos is not listed to bolster claims it's safe.
But it's incredible that they can still convince governments that in Asia at least, that it's not worth regulating against their product.
And Indonesia defends its failure to ban, saying asbestos is like tobacco, which may cause cancer but isn't banned. This is Anne Barker in Jakarta for AM.